the rest of the story. Steve was one of the biggest assets to Marshall Field's department store in Chicago. Probably he never realized it. He was a sales manager in ladies' lounging apparel. Back then they called him floor walker. There is somewhat of a difference. In the first place, the old-time floor walkers were quite formally attired right down to the boutonniere and the lapel. Modern department stores sometimes try to emulate that elegant past. But they all might have taken a lesson from Steve. His smile was, well, his smile was contagious. His manner was familiar and yet proper. And then one day this handsome, pleasantly dignified gentleman did something in the ladies' lounging apparel department that folks at Marshall Field talk about to this day. For no apparent reason, right in the middle of shopping hours, right in the midst of a crowd of customers, Steve, formally attired, mind you, boutonniere in the lapel, began walking on his hands. And this is the rest of the story. Today it's called the El Barrio, the section of East Harlem in New York, a tough neighborhood where Steve grew up, 209 East 106th Street. When Steve was a boy, all he wanted to be was an acrobat. The movie Matinee Swashbuckling of Douglas Fairbanks Sr. inspired him. In fact, after seeing The Mark of Zorro at Atlas Theater, Steve came home and jumped over every piece of furniture in the apartment. At summer camp one year, he befriended an athletically inclined boy from East Harlem named Nick Cravat. Before long, the two were inventing acrobatic routines and practicing them at the Union Settlement House on East 104th. Nick and Steve, after a few months working on the horizontal bars, got pretty good. So good, in fact, that after high school, they were hired by the K Brothers Circus as stick actors. That's what circus gymnasts were called, stick actors. From the K Brothers Circus, Nick and Steve graduated to the Cole Brothers, then to the Gorman Brothers, and then on to every stick actor's dream, the Ringling Brothers Circus. In fact, their act became so popular that Steve and his partner eventually took their show on the road independently. And over the years that followed, the two acrobats performed successfully all over the country. Then one day in St. Louis, an accident. And Steve's injured hand became infected. And a doctor told him, either you stop performing or you're going to lose a finger. So Steve, at age 28, stopped performing. He said goodbye to his longtime associate, Nick Cravat, and boarded the next train for Chicago. And that's where you met him. As a smiling, distinguished floor walker in the ladies' lounging apparel department of Marshall Field's. But now you understand why Steve, a flamboyant performer by nature, weary of his new reserved role in life, suddenly, spontaneously, that day began walking down the department store aisles on his hands. He fully expected to be fired. He fully expected that the management would be distressed and he would be fired, but he was not. In fact, you know what? He became an even more popular employee of that department store, more popular than ever before. And he winced to think that for him, the world held nothing more, never imagining that a motion picture career lay waiting for this one-time acrobat named Burton Stephen Lancaster. You mean the Burt Lancaster? The Burt Lancaster. Now you know the rest of the story.